If you checked your mailbox this week, you would have noticed a letter from the town with your unique PIN code in order to vote in the upcoming municipal election. I get excited for election time and getting to know all the candidates running. It makes me happy to see so many people who care about the community stepping up to make it the best it can be. However, so many people I have spoken to lately say they have no interest in municipal politics, or politics in general, which is fair, but maybe it's time to take an interest. Because if you don't vote, you can't complain about the decisions being made by council since you choose not to be involved. #SorryNotSorry. We live in Canada where we have the right to vote and make our voices heard, so please exercise that right. In the 2018 BWG municipal election, voter turnout was only 33.5%, with only 8,219 votes cast. That is pretty sad. I hope more will participate this time around. Why should you vote? Why should you care? Because decisions made at the municipal level hit closest to home. Decisions about the roads you drive on, the parks you walk through, and the overall development of the community all pass through the council table. Council meetings are held twice a month, and since the pandemic started, all meetings are recorded live on the town's YouTube channel so you can watch at your convenience. I am not saying you need to watch every meeting, but every once in a while, maybe check out the council agenda and see if there is anything of importance or relevance for you. Get involved, give feedback, and be engaged with what is happening around you. In our digital world, it is very easy to read up on candidates and their platforms and connect with them to discuss their visions for the town. The council term lasts 4 years, so I implore you to take the time to read all candidate profiles and learn more about their experience and expertise, and not just their ideas, but how they plan to put them into action. Better yet, come meet them in person and ask them questions at the Bradford Board of Trades Meet the Candidates Night next Wednesday, October 5th at the Portuguese Cultural Center. See which candidates' values and priorities align with yours, and vote with confidence. Not sure which ward you reside in? Check out the ward boundary page here. Unlike the provincial and federal elections, you don't even have to leave the house to vote. The election voting period lasts 10 days from October 14 to 24 and can be done online or by phone. This week you should have got or should be getting your unique PIN code in the mail from the town, which will allow you to vote online. If you didn't receive a letter or aren't on the voters list, fill out the form here with a valid piece of ID. There is multiple resources for those who need assistance with the voting process. All questions or concerns can be answered by calling the town at 905-775-5366 Vote, 8683, or can be searched on the town's election page here. You can also read candidate profiles on our municipal election page here.